Please pray with me. Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Take our hands and feet and serve through them. And take our wills and bend them according to your purpose. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Last Sunday afternoon, as my family and I sat down for our meal together, I just finished reading today's lectionary in preparation for today's sermon, and I began to read between the Gospel and then back to the Old Testament lesson again. Today's Old Testament lesson from Exodus resonated loudly about the importance of family meals. After giving thanks, my youngest son, Cole, recalled our attendance at an Episcopal church in Keller many, many years ago. My thoughts immediately went back to the time that he had his first communion at age 4. My wife and I had talked to him about the communion. He'd been up to the rail several times and stood and received the blessing, and then began to ask why he was not allowed to have the little wafer and whatever it was that the wafer was dipped in. And so we decided to talk with the priest, and we took him up for his first communion. Imagine, if you will, for a moment, a little boy walking up to the altar, to the rail, with his parents, between his father and his mother, looking in awe at the cross and the altar and all that is up there. Too small to kneel down, so of course he stood on the kneelers with his hands on the rail. And the priest came by and he held out his hand, received the bread, and then the chalicer came by and took the wafer and dipped it in the cup, put it on his tongue, and we were so proud of that moment. And Cole, in his exuberance and honesty and total innocence as the child he was, crinkled his nose a little bit and furled his brow and looked up at my wife and said in a loud voice that was heard by most in the church, "I don't like the dip." Out of the mouths of babes. Family meals are so important. They're not only a physical gathering of the persons, but a gathering that each person represents. They're a gathering of beings and ideas and experiences. It's important to have gatherings about the family meal. Whether it's your immediate family or your extended family, as we are here at St. Mark's, family meals make such a great difference. I love to sit around the table after a meal and hear one after another of the family say, "Do you remember?" And then tell something out of the past, out of their own experience, some event, some person, or some place. And then one after another begins to say, "Oh yes, and do you remember?" And it begins to move as the stories are told. Some of the stories bring tears. Some bring laughter, because life and loving includes both of those. Being a family is about loving and about being loved. The Passover feast from our Old Testament lesson today, it's basically a family meal. Even today, it's primarily a family meal for those who are of the family of Israel. A time when they gather and recall memories of their God and the things their Lord has done for them to show mercy and deliver them. A time for saying, "Do you remember? Do you remember how our people were in slavery under Pharaoh in Egypt, and the angel of death was coming? Do you remember how the angel of the Lord said, 'Slay the most perfect lamb you have. Take the blood and put it on the doorpost, so that when the angel comes to destroy the enemies of God, The angel will pass over you and you will live. Do you remember? They didn't die, they lived. Do you remember how the Israelites then passed over the Red Sea and the enemies of God who pursued them died? Do you remember how they passed through the wilderness? It took a long time, but they did it. Then they crossed into the land, the promised land over the Jordan. Do you remember? It needs to be said not only about the Passover, but about the people of Israel, that this has been perhaps one of the most enduring festivals in human history. Few nations have preserved a more enduring festival of who they are and what they believe in and what they're about than the Israelites in the celebration of Passover. Whether the family is scattered or gathered, there is this day and this season which says, remember. As a nation, we here in America can learn a great lesson from the Passover tradition. Now, Jesus was in Jerusalem, remember, to celebrate the Passover, and he was there to participate with his disciples. In particular, in celebrating the Passover, he told them that they really did not know how much he wanted to celebrate this season, this holiday, this festival with them. He said, "I have earnestly desired to celebrate this Passover with you." And he said, "Go then and make preparations." They went to the upper room and they gathered and they celebrated Passover. As one said to the other, "Remember?" Jesus added this new dimension. And I paraphrase his words, "I'm the lamb who will be slain. I'm the one whose blood will be poured out, and you will be marked by my blood. Take this cup and drink it. Do it in remembrance of me." Then he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is how my body is going to be broken for you. Remember, I'm the lamb who will be slain, whose body will be broken, and it is for you. As often as you drink and eat this, remember me." The Lord's Supper is our family meal that we will gather for in a few minutes. You and I are brothers and sisters in one family through our faith in Jesus Christ. Do you remember how Jesus welcomed sinners? Or how no one was beyond his grasp if they were willing to be touched? Remember what he said, the stories he told? Do you remember his love? Do you remember how he was crucified? This is a very important meal for us as we gather here to remember all that he was and all that he is for us here today in this place. I'm sure that this was what Paul was saying, writing to the Corinthians fairly early in the spread of the Christian faith and the church, when he said much of the early tradition was passed on, when oral tradition was used to pass much of tradition, and by one saying to another as they gathered around a table, "Remember this, remember that." How many times have you sat around a family table, hearing so many stories over and over again that you felt that you were a part of it, even though it may have happened possibly before you were born? This is what Paul meant when he said, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is that not our participation in the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is that not our participation in his body?" All of us, as many as we are one family gathered here for this family meal because we partake of the same loaf, who is Jesus Christ. Remember, it was for us. It is for us, and it is about life and about love, about all the tears and the laughter, which all of that includes. I love to sit around large round tables as we have over in our parish hall, where the whole family can gather and sit and look into one another's eyes so that you see and you feel the emotion as they're telling their story. I remember. Maybe it'll be like that in the heavenly banquet when we gather around that table and the Lord says, remember, life here, life there is about how we have loved and how we've been loved. And that, my brothers and sisters, is indeed good news. Let us pray. Lord, as we gather here for our meal, to remember that you are able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us. To you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.